Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Lord's Day, Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Aren't you glad that the Lord gives us day by day what we need for the day? There are those that would choose one day over another to worship the Lord, but for the believer, each day is a day that has been set aside for us to love, to serve Him. Paul, writing to the church at Rome in Romans 14:5, says, one person esteems one day above another, and another values every day the same. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. In other words, it's not the day that is the important thing, but the one who gave the day. It is the Lord's day. And recognize that each day we live is the day that the Lord has given us to live for Him. And in living for Him, we are to do it with rejoicing and gladness of heart. Do you go around with a sad countenance? Oh my heart is so heavy. My life is so hard. Come on, give me a break. Each of us has been given the joy of the Lord. We ought to let the joy shine so brightly that people would see the Lord in us, through us, with us, and want what we have. Do you have such joy that people want to be like you? Or do they want to just say, boy, if that's what it's all about, I don't want anything like that in my life. The Lord's Day is every day that we come before Him and say, Lord, I give You this day. Let the Lord be the Lord of the day, not the day that we choose to esteem. We need to esteem the Lord that made the day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence, I pray, Lord, that we might look to You as the one who has given us what we need for life and health and wellness of spirit. Regardless of the difficulties that we might be encountering at this time, Lord, let us do it with rejoicing. If there's pain, let us rejoice in the pain. If there is suffering, let us rejoice in the suffering. If there is ease, let us rejoice in the ease. Ease, for we know, Lord, that each day has its troubles as well as its joys, and we are to esteem You above everything else. Let the joy of the Lord be seen in us, Lord, and I pray this in Your precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.